In that scripture in John 15:7, where Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. We don't ask things for ourselves. We're asking things for others. For God to anoint us and to reach out and to supply the needs of others, to deliver them. As this young man, Jimmy Root, who committed this crime, Brother Pringle, I feel if you can come and lay your hands on me, these demons in me will leave me so I can be a Christian and I won't go to hell. I believe I literally saw that happen Friday in that cell. Praise God. But listen, I didn't get to Jimmy because I was a preacher. I got to Jimmy because God first touched his mother. And through the magazine messages, he opened the heart of that mother. And that mother began to send their magazines to Jimmy. And God began to deal with his heart as she'd call him and came to visit him and tell him about this ministry and about me as being a man of God who believed you had to live straight and there was no other way to go to heaven except living holy. And God dealt with Jimmy and he wrote and says, you're the only preacher I want to see. God's going to take the church into judgment because they haven't obeyed the Lord. Jesus said, here's an indictment. Here's a severe indictment of the church of today, because it can surely be applied. That's in Luke 21. This is the Olivet message of Jesus Christ in Luke's account. In verse 34, after he talked about verse 25 and 26, there'll be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea, the waves roaring. By God, that means rebellion everywhere against the word of God. Nations throwing up their hands, statesmen in distress. And by the time this administration's over, you're going to see President Carter. He's already in distress, but he's going to admit his distress. He's going to be a broken man. He's seen moral corruption everywhere he turns. He's seen violence everywhere he turns. He's seen discontent, incontinent. That means you can't satisfy people any way you try. God says it here best. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth and so forth. And then Jesus warns his saints, verse 34, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting. Here's a warning to the church of the end time. Jesus said, take heed to keep your heart. Oh, my Lord and my God, take heed lest your heart be overcharged, overcome, filled, driven with all of these desires to eat and to drink intemperately. And drunkenness, that means a spiritual stupor of sleep upon you that you don't see or sense nothing. Insensitivity, spiritual vertigo, gripping you till you're insensitive to these things that are about to happen. And no care and no concern and no preparation. And cares of life till your job and your home and your material possessions take all of your time and draw your attention away. And that day of this severe trouble and sorrow will come upon you unawares. You'll be caught like a fool. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. This is going to be a trap to the average citizen of our nation or any nation. It's coming as a trap on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. So here's the antidote that the Lord gives, lest we let our hearts be carried away with the thoughts of eating and drinking, with spiritual drunkenness or vertigo, and with the attention of the cares of this life, creating such care, just overburdened with cleaning and washing and working and cooking and ironing and all these other things, like watching your television set, running to and fro, as the Bible says would happen in the last days. The Lord said those things are going to be a snare to the average person. But he said, saint, verse 36, watch ye therefore, Christian, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape these things that shall come to pass, to escape all these things, and to stand before the Son of Man. See that you may be accounted worthy. The church has not listened to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord says, don't you be conformed to this world. But the church is conformed to this world, and the church is going in the gathering storm. There is no remedy except judgment. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. See, God didn't make anything outlandish in his demands, in his order for us to live a life victorious over the world. He says it's just a reasonable thing for you to do. And be not transformed to this world. But be not conformed to this world, rather. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. My Lord, the God of the Bible said, church, don't you conform to this world, but the church is not listening. God is going to remove the worldly pleasures away from the life of God's people, and he's going to take us off of our soft, pleasing nest of our beauty rest and our air-conditioned kitchens and pews and bedrooms, and he's going to sneak all of it out and ease us down on the briars. And the ones that don't happen to get caught, if there's a few exceptions, the Lord is removing all your capacity to enjoy your great materialistic attainments. Yes, he is. He's going to give you so much trouble. There's going to be so many demons hounding you till you can't enjoy it if you do have it. Hallelujah. I'm seeing that happening all the time. Jimmy told me this week over in that cell where he's in the maximum security for his crime. He said, my mother, I talked to her Saturday night, last Saturday night on the phone. And she says, Jimmy, says, son, I'm in a prison worse than you are. Oh, God, I tell you, there's Americans. I looked at Jimmy there in that cell, and it was almost as if he had peace because he knew he was where the devil couldn't lead him to another crime. I'm safe. I'm in a place that I can't go out and commit a crime. I don't have to worry about it. It's all over. Praise God. I tell you, there's a lot of Americans are in prisons of their own making. No wonder the Bible says in the fifth chapter of Proverbs, the last two verses, 22 and 23, his own iniquity shall hold the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. You know, stone by stone, link by link, you build your own prison and forge your own chains. You make your own bondage. You create it yourself. Then he says, he shall die without instruction. In the greatness of his folly, he'll go astray. When we turn away from God's counsel and the instruction that God desires for us to have, we are going into severe judgment with the Lord, and the church is not listening to the Lord. Well, this ministry has not reached its full strength and respect as yet. The Lord is building the foundation for us, for him later to build a great superstructure of a lighthouse and a tower of strength upon it. In the turbulence that's arising, God is going to establish this ministry, and it's going to gain momentum and power and strength and respect, that when the gathering storm strikes, the lighthouse is going to be well manned. It's going to be strong. We're going to have a voice that is reached out. The vision is going to be established, and the message is going to be absolutely established to the point that people will have confidence in it when our nation is shaking under the impact of divine judgments. We're now teaching and training faithful, sanctified saints, and the ones that aren't faithful and sanctified, whoever God gives us and puts in our hands. And God showed me two hands several years ago riding down the highway from a meeting one night after church. And he showed me two hands and hearts piled up in the two hands. And the Lord said, those are your hands, and I'm putting many hearts into your hands, and you're going to turn them the way I want them to go. What a responsibility. Everybody don't put their heart in my hands, but the one that do, they're going to get turned into the paths that God has chosen for you to work in and to stand faithful and to be counted on his side in this rising turbulence and storm. And in these great troubles and distresses arising, all of these faithful, sanctified saints that we teach and train and give them the experience to perfect them in God's will and to lead them to an experience in sanctification and a baptism in the Holy Ghost and anointed with the Holy Ghost and with the gifts of the Spirit of God, they're going to be the ones that has hands that God will use to minister in the rising storms and voices that will sound out in the rising noise and deafening fury of the rising storm to lead God's people to safety that have drifted out on the wide sea toward the destruction the world is leading the church into. And I'll tell you, the church has got to have some strong hands. They can't be weaklings. When you're trying to pull a man out of the water that's panic-stricken, beloved, you've got to be strong. A life saver can't be a weakling.
This is the end of side one. Please turn the tape over now for side two.